While dropping six straight games, the Griswold Tigers were able to haul in a key win to finish off the regular season after beating Essex 44-39. Tiger head coach Ryan Lockwood was proud of the defensive stronghold that his girls provided on the hardwood as they protected the basketball and were efficient on the offensive end.
Yeah, it's great to, you know, end regular season on that note to go into postseason play with some confidence there. Obviously, with getting that win, you know, told the girls leading up to this, it's tough. It's the third time we've seen Essex this year. It's tough to beat a team three times in a season, and we know they're never going to give up. They're never going to make it an easy game. They're always going to play hard, and so we had to play our game. We got into a little bit of a drought there. We couldn't get the shots to fall, but our defense really helped us along. Our rebounding, we were, you know, being physical in there. They just really talked to each other and worked really well. So, you know, to be able to get that one, you know, they're always going to fight. They came back at us late there, and we really did a really good job of being disciplined, taking care of the ball, getting the ball in, you know, being able to run some clock off and still getting good looks offensively.
Leading on the night for the Tigers were Addison Adams and Amanda Hauser as they scored 20 and 10 points respectively. Carly Milken also helped out in the paint as she hauled in 11 boards. While these three led the way in the stat sheet, it was an all-around team effort for Griswold.
We really did a great job as a team. We've really started to buckle into that team offense. You know, we're moving the ball a lot better, especially into zone. Moving the ball and looking for those extra passes for those really good rhythm shots, getting the ball inside and outside. And it's opened up a lot of opportunities for a lot of girls. But then those shooters are getting more rhythm shots. You know, they were always getting shots up. We're getting those shots in rhythm, so we're starting to knock them down. We had a lot of really, really good looking shots from inside and outside that just rattled out too. You know, we could have definitely had a lot more of those fall. But you know, everyone was getting really good looks last night because of our ball movement and our team concept.
This Griswold team has earned the most regular season wins since the 2018-19 season when the Tigers went 15-8. While they were short of the 15 win mark, the Tigers are continuing to grow as a program as Griswold heads in the right direction.
We're getting a system going. I'll get buy-in from all the girls. You know, we graduate two very talented seniors, you know, when this season does come to a conclusion. But, you know, they're going to be tough to replace. But, you know, 2 out of 14, you know, the numbers are in our favor to keep this ball rolling in the right direction. The way we've grown top to bottom, we were able to bring, you know, five off the bench pretty regularly. And then those next four are really close anyway. You know, there's a lot of options there. We're starting to really get comfortable in our system. And you know, in year two, that's good to be able to really say, hey, we can start adding things in. You know, we can add defenses and we can add different offensive schemes and not ever worry about it taking too long to learn. So it's very, very encouraging, and I'm excited to keep it rolling.
Griswold will face off against Earlham in the first round of regional action, a team that has played some top competition all season in the West Central Activities Conference. If the Tigers can defend the Cardinals down low and push the tempo on offense, it will be a tight game.
Yeah, you know, Earlham's a pretty talented team. Obviously, they play in a pretty strong conference, too, so they've seen a lot of good basketball. But I think it's something we can definitely handle. They're a really good shooting team. And so I think defensively, I think we're just kind of more of the same. Let's just clean up a few of those things. You know, offensively, it's just making sure that we're seeing what they're going to be able to give us. Looking like playing man-to-man, you know, we do pretty well moving the ball against man-to-man. So we just need to get back into that, making sure that we can get the ball across half court and in full court pressure. And just relaxing the girls, being ready to play, doing more of the same. It's been working. We've been playing a lot closer games. And like you said, you know, we've won a few, but we've also lost some close ones here as of recent. So there's not a lot we have to change. We just need to clean up a few things, take care of the ball a little better, and then just keep shooting with confidence, knocking those shots down.
Griswold travels to Earlham tomorrow to battle the Cardinals with an opening tip-off at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.